Winter is about to get a lot chillier for much of the U.S. In coming days, a cold front called an Arctic outbreak is expected to sweep across the eastern half of the country. It is bringing sub-zero temperatures and dangerous wind chills with it. NPR's Rachel Treisman has the latest on what you can expect and how to prepare.
It's been a warmer than average winter for much of the country so far, but a blast of air is coming down from the North Pole to change that.
It's going to be a real shock.
That's Danny Berendieran, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center. He says the cold front has already arrived in the northern plains and will start working its way east over the weekend, just as a separate winter storm is expected to dump heavy snow and ice from the central plains to the mid-Atlantic.
We're looking at freezing temperatures getting as far down as the Gulf Coast, sub-zero temperatures for like the Ohio Valley and north.
Temperatures could dip 20 to 25 degrees below normal in some places, Berendieran says.
This is definitely going to be very, very cold, quite possibly the coldest of the winter.
Parts of Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois may see single-digit lows. Even Orlando, Florida will feel a chill, with highs in the mid-50s late next week.
But it does look like things are going to start easing up around the 12th of January.
These kinds of cold air masses move south of the Arctic pretty regularly, though they only reach the lower U.S. every few years. It was an Arctic outbreak that brought record low temperatures to Texas in 2021. Over 240 people died, and millions were without power for days.
One of the potential dangers of these really cold outbreaks, particularly where there's the potential for snow and or freezing rain, is power outages. And power outages combined with extreme cold, can lead to a lot of deaths.
The National Weather Service recommends stocking up on 3 days' worth of food, water, and medications, and never running portable generators inside. Besides bundling up, Berendieran suggests opening your kitchen cabinets and letting your faucets drip to try to prevent pipes from freezing and bursting, especially if it's 10 degrees or colder. If you need to get behind the wheel, make sure you drive carefully and keep blankets in the car. But, he says, try to avoid driving unless it's absolutely necessary. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.